The latest technology.
The perfect must-have for every golfer.
The coolest trends.
Oh, gnarly!
Insight from the hottest talent and industry insiders.
Sometimes par is good enough to win.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Goldie Bounce Golf Live.
It's in the hole!
Here's your host, Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf, broadcasting live from 95.9. WATD, the South Shore's favorite radio station. As you all may know, the 8th annual Deutsche Bank Championship is coming to town this week, and I'll be covering the event. So tune in to WATD Sports all week on the South Shore Morning News with Rob Hakla to hear my interviews with the PGA Tour players and maybe some sports celebs like the Red Sox. We'll see how my luck is about who I can interview. I'll also be tweeting live video and pictures on my Facebook fan page from the event, and it's Goldie Bounce Golf on Facebook, and my Twitter page as well, and my handle on Twitter is at Goldie Bounce. And as Bill Wilhelm said in the Sports Exchange, tune in next Sunday for his interview with Championship Director Eric Baldwin. Eric will be probably giving an update on what's going on at the event leading into the final day on Monday. So my guest this evening is teaching professional Scott Spence. Scott made New England PGA history earlier this week by winning the NEPGA Championship at the Woodlands Golf Course in Falmouth, Maine. It was Scott's second section major title win in 1 year, having won the NEPGA senior title earlier in August at Okemo Valley. And this has never been done in the history of the NEPGA. And Scott's the director of instruction at the Carnegie Abbey Club just outside Newport, Rhode Island. Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good afternoon, Liza. How are you?
Well, I'm spectacular because the weather is spectacular.
That makes the golf ball go further, by the way, if you didn't know that.
Is it because of the compression of the golf ball and the heat makes it go faster? Or?
Yes, it does.
I learned so much.
I said, with the heat, the golf ball does go further. I hope everyone is enjoying the extra distance today.
Definitely. Well, you battled some nasty weather conditions last week in Maine to reign supreme at the NEPGA Championship. So do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I've moved to New England or Rhode Island from 16 years of playing golf in Minnesota. And most individuals that don't know much about Minnesota, it really is a nice place, but we do get inclement weather a good portion of the spring and fall. So we have a lot of tournaments, you know, off our season, and I guess I've always played pretty good. So I'm considered a mutter in the golf business, tournament business. Plus, growing up in Cooperstown, New York, in the spring and fall, the weather's pretty questionable also. So I think that, you know, we had 162 players in the field, and of 162, maybe 75% of those, when the rain started, and we played all day in the rain on a very difficult golf course at the Woodlands Club. About, you know, 75% of them were already done, and those that, you know, came to the top were, you know, maybe the experienced ones. And I, being a little bit more experienced, age 54, things turned out pretty good.
Well, they all had their foul weather gear on, probably, huh?
Oh, boy. Yeah, all the manufacturers were represented in their foul weather gear.
How about the golf umbrellas?
You know what? That's the interesting part. We played 4.5 hours, 16 holes. We had to keep the carts on the path, and I didn't use my umbrella but once. And now the, you know, technology with the rain gloves and the great rain suits that they have out there, it's worth the money if you're going to want to enjoy golf in the Northeast.
And what about your shoes? What shoes were you wearing? Did they keep you dry?
I'm one of those local representatives of FootJoy, so.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. And I'm very fortunate that my feet stayed dry.
Yeah, definitely, because that would bother me, squishing around like that.
Yeah, walking the fairways would be different. We were in golf carts, you know, most of the time. So, but the puddles were very deep on the cart path.
So was it raining on the first day?
Oh, first day was absolutely gorgeous at Portland Country Club. And what a golf course. Old traditional Donald Ross. And the field was cut into two different sites, and most of the, I'm not going to say the better players, but the players that the section, the PGA section, felt that might have been in contention were was at Portland Country Club the first day, and then the second day we were at the Woodlands Club.
All right. The Portland Club, how old is it? Because you said it's a Donald Ross design, and it's classic, so when do you think it was built?
I apologize for not knowing my Northeast history, but it's the turn of the century it was founded, or just prior to the turn of the century, and what a great traditional golf course. Yeah, the small undulated greens, it was fairly open fairways. The front nine was the original nine, and the back nine was created a few years later on.
Now, going into the second day, you finished up about 16, you got to finish up about 16 holes of your round, even
Correct.
Though they called a rain delay.
We had about a 4.5 hour rain delay, and everybody, it got to the point where the final group had played three holes. So we couldn't get back on the golf course to finish our second round, and they made a very difficult decision to reduce the event to 36 holes. Those that had just played three holes, they had, 15 more or really 31 or 33 more holes to play on the final day, and that would have, been maybe non-equitable, for the time they had to be out there. Yeah, you got more holes to make more birdies, but it would have been a long, long day.
Definitely. And how long is the drive from around Newport to Maine? Was it like 4 or 5 hours?
No, without traffic, it was 2.5.
Oh, all right.
With Sirius Radio, it was about 1.5 hours. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're a lead foot. Are they lead foots out there in Minnesota? They like to drive fast?
Well, it's pretty open, so yeah, you got to get from one place to the other. It doesn't take much time.
Now, I might be wrong here, but is Steve Stricker from Minnesota? Why do I think Steve's from Minnesota?
Well, he's from the Midwest, which is, good people.
I know. He's the nicest guy on tour. Butch Hobson?
He's from Wisconsin. We would call him a cheesehead, yeah.
Yeah, so I know that Jerry Kelly and Steve Stricker for the PGA Tour.
Yeah, they're, sure. No, they're Wisconsin people. Be careful.
Oh, sorry.
We don't want to bring them over to the good side. But Steve's a wonderful man. I know him fairly well. His sister's is married to a good friend of mine, and his sister is my son's orthodontist.
Oh, small world.
That's the only reason why I know that.
Well, are you going to be heading over to the Deutsche Bank this week at all? Because Steve will be there.
I know he'll be there, but I've got responsibilities here at Carnegie that I need to take care of. I've got a very busy fall tournament schedule coming up. I'm heading over on Labor Day week to play in the Otisaga Hotel Senior Open, which is in Cooperstown, where I grew up, and it's always fun to go home.
How many people are going to be playing in that event?
It'll be 120 to 135 players. There'll be a few off the tour. Jeff Roth won last year, J.R. Roth from Michigan, and he and I were teammates at the University of Arizona back a few days ago. I can't even remember that far back.
Well, Arizona's spectacular. It was a great place to play golf in college there.
Yeah, it's a year-round activity. In high school, we played almost 40 events, tournaments. Some were 2 days, some were 1 day. Getting into college was another story, but I enjoyed my coach at the club that my parents were members at in Tucson was the coach at the University of Arizona, so I felt a commitment to him, and I went to the University of Arizona briefly, and then I left. I had something about 43,000 students, and I didn't get along too well. I always had trouble finding my class for some odd reason.
Crowds are, I don't like crowds. Listen, Scott, stay on the line. Up next, a word from my sponsor, Golfology.
To play like a pro, you have to shop at the best. Golfology offers the best top-of-the-line equipment, in-store demos, computerized club fitting, and certified golfologists ready to help you take your game to the next level. Golfology, 19 consecutive years as winner of the 25 best golf course retailers in America, according to Golf World Business. In Hanover and Hyannis, and online at golfologyusa.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf. On the line with me is Director of Instruction at the Carnegie Abbey Golf Club, Scott Spence. Scott, Let's talk about your other win this season that helped you make New England PGA history, the New England PGA Senior Championship.
The president of the PGA, Mr. Jim Remy, this is his final year as president, and it was the tournament is normally held at Woodstock Country Club in Woodstock, Vermont. And for this one swan song, so to speak, for Jim's final time in office, they decided to move the tournament to his club, Okemo Valley in Ludlow, Vermont. And for the listeners, if you haven't been to Okemo Valley or even Woodstock, what a place to play golf. And so it was a two-day event, 36 holes, and I was paired with Paul Parajangis, who won the New England PGA Championship last year, and also Dan Wilkins from up in New Hampshire, Laconia. And we had a wonderful time. I rode in the cart with Paul for 2 days. You know, we talked about old times, reminisce. We had a great time, and the birdie seemed to fall. Dan and Paul and I all shot 67, which was 3 under par on Ludlow. On Okemo Valley golf course. And the second round, the final round, I turned the front side at 4 under par, course record being 5 under, which I didn't think about, quite honestly, and had a 3-shot lead going into the final 9 holes. Paul makes birdie on 10, 11, and 12. I make bogey on 10, par 11, and par 12, and now I'm 1 shot behind Paul. And then we parred a couple holes. Then I made a triple bogey on number 15, and Paul had a 4-shot lead with 3 holes to play.
Were you even talking to him at that point? Were you even talking to him in the cart at that point?
Oh, yeah. We're friends.
We're good friends.
You know, if you're going to play well in this game, yes, you have to have a good, great routines and a great golf swing, but you also got to be having fun. And Paul, unfortunately, hit a drive on 16 to the right into the fescue and then had to hit one down. You know, he's got a 4-shot lead. All he has to do is make bogey. And he knocks his second shot down there. Then he had one of those pitch outs that went direct right. For all the listeners that understand that terminology, I don't like to say the word shank. But and then he made double bogey on 16. I make par, so now we're down to 2 shots with 2 to play. And the wonderful par 3, number 17, Paul hits it. I hit it pretty close, and Paul hit it in the right bunker. He makes bogey. I make birdie. Now we're all three of us are even going into the 18th hole, which is a 410-yard par 4. And I hit it right down the slot. Paul hit it down the slot. Unfortunately, Dan hit it left, had some tree trouble, and didn't have a very good second shot. Paul knocked it 15 feet past the hole. I knocked it to about 7 feet. It felt longer than that for some odd reason. And Paul left his short right in the heart. And then I stood up, and which was an identical putt that I made on 17, which I, you know, went back to. I recalled it, and I rolled it right in the heart for the victory.
Nice.
And it was a treat to win the event. I've been trying to win it, you know, for about 5 years now. 4 years, excuse me. I'm only 54. To be presented the trophy by the president of the PGA was a highlight of my career, quite honestly. Yeah, it very, very much so.
I know that Paul Parajakis had some final words for you after your round.
He said, "Welcome to the club." And that club, when I turned 50, I really didn't want to be part of that club, but I'm really pleased with the club now.
Well, I had Paul on my show probably around like January or February, and I don't know, age. I mean, yes, there are some things that happen to your body. It starts to break down, but if you keep yourself in good shape, and I mean, some of the older players are spectacular. The Champions Tour players and you guys, I mean, I think that experience has a lot to do with things.
Yeah, it's like fine wine, you know, we age nicely. And it's all, you know, you can lose your body, but the experiences that I've had in, you know, 45 years of playing golf, from Arnold Palmer being my first boss to representing the United States in the PGA Cup matches to playing in 7 majors, you draw on those experiences. Boy, if I could reduce my age 30 years and retain my knowledge,
I know,
I think I would have some more fun.
Now, you're heading up to New Hampshire soon to defend your New England Open title?
Yes, I'm looking forward to that.
Now, you must be feeling pretty confident in your golf game after your wins this season.
I do, and, you know, it's part of the routine. You know, I'm sort of a superstitious person. My dad played, I think my dad I owe this to. He was very superstitious, and when he was on a hitting streak, he played for the Oneonta Red Sox, matter of fact, which was a Red Sox organization when he met my mother, just south of Cooperstown, and he always talked about superstitions. And when he was on a hitting streak, I don't want to tell you what he did, but... He sort of instilled in me these routines and superstitions, and I mark the ball with the same coin. You know, I do the same routine at night, cleaning my clubs, getting my golf bag ready, practice rounds, what I eat, and you know, I continued that up in Portland last week, and we'll see what happens. I'm going to get up hopefully early and play a practice round. I'm pretty nonstop with Cooperstown and then the New England Open, and then I've got a couple of pro member tournaments. I've got the National Senior PGA out in California the first week of October. I've got a pro-am with members from Carnegie in the Dominican Republic for the third week of October, so I'm going to be busy.
Sounds like it. Now, the event that you won, the PGA Championship, now you qualify for the National PGA Championship? PGA Club Professional Championship?
Yes, which next June, third week of June, is in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Have you ever been to that before?
Have I played in the National Club Pro Championship?
Yes.
It's called the Professional National Championship, or the PNC. This will be three in a row, and I've played in about 12 of them.
And it must be highly competitive.
Well, you've got 312 players at two golf courses, you know, the first and second round, and then they cut the field to the top 70 in ties. So you cannot, and you cannot miss a, you cannot miss a shot. And it's very, very tough playing. And Mike Small has won the last two. And he's won, I think, he's won four out of the last six, or maybe three out of the last five. I'm not sure. I apologize. But it'll be a great championship. It's on the Golf Channel every year, and something fun to watch.
Yeah, there's some guys from New England, obviously. 11 men from our area qualified after
Correct.
Last week. So we'll have to watch you guys and follow that.
I hope so.
Of course. Do you think the competition that you get as a PGA club professional obviously is tough? Do you think that it could be as good as some of the touring pros if you were out on tour?
Well, we you know, you've got the PGA Tour, you've got the PGA of America, and a lot of people think it's the same entity, which it
right.
isn't. You know,
right.
you've got the club professional, you've got the tour professional. Their job is to make birdies. They have a very difficult time. They think, you know, people think it's a great, oh, what an illustrious life.
Mm-hmm.
It is for the top players, but those that are struggling, you know, to make the, like this week at the Barclays, to make the top 100 in the playoffs, or you've got guys that have 6 weeks off now that are going to try to finish in the top 125 for the season. They've got a lot of pressure on them. I go to work each day. I've got my lessons that I teach. I get to have repeat performance with, you know, certain students. I get to see their advancement. Yeah, I make a little, you know, a nice living. And but it's a different life than the travel. Would I like to do the tour life? Oh, yeah. You know, I missed my tour card twice by one shot when they didn't have a nationwide tour that you could go to, you know, supplement tour. I had to go back to the golf shop. And the way that I'm playing right now, if I could raise about, you know, $300,000, I might go try that or the European Senior Tour. I don't know. We'll see. Got to keep playing well.
The European tours are pretty hot right now.
Boy, are they ever.
I know. I know some people that are actually some younger players that are trying to make some of the European tours there, but I think that's where it's at. Not that the PGA Tour isn't. You know what I mean.
Well, that's the ultimate tour. You know, to make it on the PGA Tour, those young listeners that you have that are, you know, aspiring to be a tour professional, you know, we always heard if you couldn't play your home course every round 3 to 5 under par, you know, don't even think about it. But you've got individuals that couldn't break par at an early age that have done well. I don't have any names for you. They could go back to Larry Nelson, who's now a senior player. Some of the guys that came, you know, started golf at age 17 or even 25, which Larry Nelson was.
I hate to interrupt you, Scott, but Larry Nelson is the name of my producer here. Larry, say hello.
Hello.
Hello, that's
hello,
Larry Nelson.
How's the golf swing?
It's great being in the hall, I'll tell you that.
Very true. Well, We'll see what happens. I mean, I keep smiling. I keep going forward. I know that I'm going to make bogeys, but I know I'm going to make more birdies, and that's where I keep my philosophy and my focus. And we'll just see what happens here at the end of 2010.
Yeah, I would definitely say, just because we're only here once, if you feel like you want to try out for the Champions Tour, I would just do it.
Well, that's where the thoughts are going right at the moment.
You know what I mean? You have nothing to lose. You might as well just go to Q School and try it. And well, by the way, the Champions Tour Q School is harder than the PGA Tour Q School, isn't it?
Oh, definitely is. Definitely is. But, you know, one week of the year make all the difference in somebody's career. And to be able to keep doing it into the 50s or 60s, like Dana Quigley, you know, he's coming off injuries, and he's going to make more millions. He's just got that knack to play golf. And what other sport in the world can you do it?
I would go to Q School, and then I'd worry about how you're going to fund your tour after.
Well,
I'd worry
I'll
about
talk
that after.
My wife on that one.
Well, listen, Scott, stay on the line. Up next, a word from my sponsor, Golfology.
To play like a pro, you have to shop at the best. Golfology offers the best top-of-the-line equipment, in-store demos, computerized club fitting, and certified golfologists ready to help you take your game to the next level. Golfology, 19 consecutive years as winner of the 25 best golf course retailers in America, according to Golf World Business. In Hanover and Hyannis, and online at golfologyusa.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf Live on 95.9 WATD.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. On the line with me is the Director of Instruction at the Carnegie Abbey Golf Club right outside of Newport, Scott Spence. Scott, we have a little bit of time left, and we really haven't talked about Carnegie Abbey, where you're the Director of Instruction. So I just want to ask you a little bit about that.
Wonderful. I got some great answers.
So tell me a little bit about the course. Does it have new owners?
We're in our second owner. The original owner, Peter DeSabri, sold the club in 2005 to a gentleman from Philadelphia, wonderful, wonderful man, Brian O'Neill, and it is a traditional old golf course. I say to my friends that come from Minnesota or come over from Cooperstown, New York, and I put them on the property. I say, just tell me how old you think this facility is. And they say, well, geez, it's got to be turn of the century. And it's all Scottish design, and it's a very unique piece of property in New England, with the sod and bunkers, like the 17th hole at St. Andrews. We've got a couple of bunkers you can get into with the members just fret to get into. And you've got a golf course. We're in our 10th anniversary. The golf course from the back tees is just under 6,800 yards. And it's the longest 6,800 yards you'll ever play. And the greens are the defense. We've got fescue grass. We've got wonderful vistas. The course is built on 200 and some odd acres. No homes on the golf course. And it's a wonderful, wonderful experience for your listeners that ever get a chance to play it. Get a caddy. You need a caddy to help you with the greens. It's a big, big plus. And it's just a wonderful place to be. I don't even know that I'm in New England, or I feel like I'm over in Scotland or Ireland or somewhere completely different than we're used to being. You get the views of the Narragansett Bay, and it's, to me, that's a bit, you know, it looks like the ocean.
And you have equestrian and other sports there, tennis and...
Equestrian, tennis. Thought early on, I had heard that they had a couple of fox hunts, you know, with
yeah.
Big fox. And it just has that appeal. We've got yachting and fishing, and it's just got everything, you know, that any adventurous would like to have in a facility, a club.
Where online can we find Carnegie Abbey?
Well, you've got CarnegieNewport.com. And if you put in CarnegieAbbeyClub.com, it'll also come up. But it has all the information on there. And
the membership, are they still taking members?
Oh, yes, yes.
That's
and
good to
I
know.
Apologize, I'm not in tune to the membership. We do have a membership director, and they can be contacted for further information or go on the website also.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for calling in, and congratulations on your NEPGA championship win last week.
Thank you very much.
All right, take care.
I look forward to getting you down to Carnegie and showing you the lay of the land.
I'm coming down. We're going to do a little video. It'll be great.
So I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
tune in to Goldie Bounce Golf Live. Heard every Sunday night at 6:30 exclusively on 95.9 WATD.